In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst.
Was, is, and always shall be.
The essence of this gospel passage. The message of this gospel passage. The summary and the meaning of it is all in the question, who is my neighbor? And this was a question that was asked by this identified as a lawyer. Now, this is not at all to pick on lawyers, because as we read this gospel, there's a priest, there's one of his own kind, there's all sorts of people that should have helped this man, but none of them did. The lawyer, as lawyers do and are supposed to do and are trained to do, to read documents, especially to understand contracts and understand the language that's there. Sometimes that requires interpretation. Sometimes that requires even creative interpretation. But nevertheless, this lawyer, I assume, was doing what he was trained to do, which was to take what was written in the law and see how he could apply it in whatever situation he was in. When he asked the question to the Lord's commands, which are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with your mind, and then love your neighbor as yourself. This is the lawyer responding to what the law said. And our Lord answered him, "You have answered right. Do these things and you will live eternally." But then he went on, as we know from this well-known parable, and he asked the question, who is my neighbor? Now, we often think of our neighbor in this case as someone who's in need. And it's just not something that's in our, I don't know if it's this because of where we live, because of even the city or the state or the country that we're in. I think it's more just who we are as humans. We don't want to be innately a person that is in need. We don't want to be a person or a family or a people who has to rely on others for whatever it is, let alone if we are in need because we don't have the ability to take care of ourselves. This is not something that we feel comfortable with. We don't even feel comfortable saying it or talking about it. And each and every one of us knows this. I know it especially as a priest, because when I talk to many people and we have these conversations, I can see it in their face. I can hear it in their voice, how uncomfortable it is to ask for assistance, because they found themselves at one point or the other in their lives in need. But yet, each and every one of us has. It may not be financial need. It could be all sorts of things. It could be something that we're struggling with, something in our family, something with ourselves, emotionally, spiritually, physically. But each and every one of us has been at a point in our life where we are in need. So who is our neighbor? Is our neighbor someone who, in this extreme example, had been beaten and robbed and had been laying at the side of the road, that was obviously a person who was in need? Or is it more likely in our own families or our community or even ourselves that we don't want to admit that we have a need that goes beyond something that is obvious like this man? This is what compassion is and what it means. Compassion is not just simply giving something to someone or recognizing, oh, this person has something that is wrong. Compassion means co-suffering. It means something much deeper than I just gave them something, even if it was a kind word or a smile, all of which are wonderful to do. But compassion is co-suffering with this person. It means truly becoming part of their life. Now again, this is not something that is comfortable for us to do, but it is something. It is essential, rather, not just something. It's essential. It's the meaning of this parable. Our Lord said, if you want to live, if you want to live eternally, you will show, you will answer the question, who is your neighbor, with love, with compassion, with mercy. Our Lord was the supreme example of this. Throughout Scripture, everywhere in Scripture we see and we hear about it, even before the time that our Lord was here on this earth. David, the psalmist, speaks all the time about compassion and mercy. Have compassion on me. Have mercy on me, O Lord. These are things that we cry out, maybe not verbally, maybe not with our voice, but with our whole being. Have mercy on me. And how do we respond when someone, even without saying it, is crying out, have mercy on me? Are we co-suffering with them? Are we identifying with them? This is the question. This is the question of our lives. Who is our neighbor? And this is what we are called to answer. And we especially do so during this time of our year, of the year, because we are, as we know, entering into a period of time in the church cycle. It's known as the Nativity Fast. We will start tomorrow. But it's preparing ourselves for the coming of our Lord, the incarnation, the Nativity. And we have many wonderful opportunities in our lives, in our secular life with Thanksgiving, but in our liturgical life with the Nativity period leading up to the Nativity, to remind us of this very same question, who is our neighbor? Not just opportunities to give, even though that is what's presented to us, whether it be our treasure, our time, and our talents, but more importantly and much deeper than that, it's an opportunity for us to recognize that we need to step out of our comfort zone and to co-suffer with our brothers and our sisters, to co-suffer. Who is my neighbor? And so we have to ask the question, one, why are we resisting the call to co-suffer, to give, to be with, to respond to recognize our neighbor? It's uncomfortable. They don't look like us. They don't have the same experiences. They don't have the same background. They don't have the same ethnicity. They don't have the same culture. They don't have the same mindset. They don't have the same this or that or the other. All these things are barriers to answering the question, who is our neighbor? What can we do? What can we do now to offer our call, the offer? What can we do to respond to the call to give, to answer the question, who is our neighbor? We have opportunities all around us. Mostly we don't recognize, but they are around us to respond to this question, who is our neighbor? Who is our neighbor? And how do we offer up this struggle that each and every one of us has to answer the question, who is our neighbor? How can we offer this up to God for His guidance, for His direction, and for His mercy and His compassion upon us? We will hear in the coming weeks other gospel pericopes, other gospel passages and scriptural passages that remind us of the mercy and compassion that has been shown to us. Today, we are asked the question. Today, we are here so that we can hopefully answer the question for each and every one of us. Who is our neighbor? Who is our neighbor? A wisdom, the wisdom from a saint of the church. I'd like to close with this. And he said it this way. He said, "For in loving my neighbor, who I can see, I learn to love God, who I cannot see. And in loving God, who I cannot see, I learn to love my neighbor, who I can see." May this be in our hearts and on our minds. May this be our response to the question, who is my neighbor? Amen.